Now, let's bring in Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon. She is Puerto Rico's representative in Congress, which means she has been watching from Washington as this history plays out on the island. She joins me now from Capitol Hill. Congresswoman, welcome.
Thank you for the opportunity to join me today.
So we just heard there are people in Puerto Rico back on the streets today. They are shouting, they are still not done demanding change. What is your message to them?
I think the most important thing after the governor resigned yesterday, last night, it will be at having another peaceful transition of government in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. Yes, the next position should be the Secretary of State, but that guy resigned a few days ago. So that's the reason our Constitution established that the Attorney General from the island is the one having the position, which is, in this case, Wanda Vasquez.
Right.
And then it could go on to the Secretary of Treasury and then Education. But I think the most important thing at this time is to gain credibility and stability to the island, not just in Puerto Rico, but at Congress and the federal agencies as well.
Now, I should note that you favored Rocio's resignation. You have tweeted that the next governor, as you mentioned, Wanda Vasquez, has your support. She is closely tied to Rocio. What gives you confidence that she will bring about change, that she will bring stability?
I mean, my confidence is in the next person that is going to be being the governor, whether it's she, whether it's another person. So I think at this time we need to show that there's stability on the island, because we do have a lot of federal funds coming from recovery process. And as we speak, a lot of the processes regarding FEMA reimbursement are being changed. Mm-hmm. We just received a letter today saying because of the instability of the island, there are going to be some changes. So you need to have credibility back here in D.C. as well as on the island.
You're saying we need to get the new person in, let things calm down a little bit and
yes,
bring stability.
And I think whoever the person is going to be, I think we need to have the people that are going to be cabinet members in several posts that are empty at this time, that are managing federal funds. Our tourism was hit because of all of this situation, the investment in the island as well. So you get the private sector being impacted, the whole island, I mean, society as well.
Yeah, enormous challenges facing the incoming governor.
So you need stability at this time, and whoever person is going to be, we need all public officials and the people of Puerto Rico need to work with. We're going to have elections in 14 months. So at that time, I really believe that it's going to be a complete new political map on the island.
Let me put to you this, a question that is already being raised on the island, I understand. Which is Governor Rocio, whether he goes immediately or whether he goes a week from today, as we said, once he goes, is that end of story, or is what happened here a symptom of a wider, more systemic problem in San Juan?
Definitely. I mean, we've been a colony of Spain for 500 years, and we've been part of the U.S. since 1898. And at the end, 97% of the people who voted in 2017 were asking for statehood. Puerto Rico's not being treated equally in terms of federal laws in many programs. And we were talking about healthcare, social security, among others. So that's the reason you got a lot of people leaving the island for states. You get
Voting bell we can hear behind you, Congressman.
Yes, right. Yes, that's the reason. It's not a jam. We're voting now.
Well, I will let you go in just a moment, because it sounds like you do need to vote. But I do have one more question for you, because you're describing the huge financial challenges facing the island, the political challenges. Wait, I also know that you are calling for a federal coordinator to oversee the hurricane relief aid. Why? Mm-hmm. Why can't Puerto Rico manage its own money, meet the needs of its own people?
That's what I would love to have. But the problem is you get a lot of federal agencies delaying the process of that recovery, sending the money to the island. So we're taking the precedent of what Louisiana did after Katrina, what was done when Sandy superstorm hit. Mm. And there was a federal coordinator that actually facilitates all the federal money and all the permits to get done. At this time, $42 billion has been approved in Congress, and just 13 are outlaid to the island. So we need to get our people who are still living on the blue tarps,
right,
and a lot of people that need that resources to get on with their lives. So a federal coordinator will help us in terms of expediting the permits and the money.
Congresswoman, thank you so much for your time.
Every time I'm going to be able.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, she represents Puerto Rico in Congress.